Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm gonna need all the females to report to the dance floor right now.
Probably not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
What does this feel like right now? You're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Let's go. Throw it back, 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 mama. Put your boy on the track, mama. Young flow got the whole club packed, mama. Lil mama got an ass so sick, so make a nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it, I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Six shots of Patron, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil mama can't leave you alone.
Look at lil mama with the big old booty. Looking real good with a her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh pair of Gucci. So back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big ol' booty, so many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole.
Throw it back, mama, throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me,
probably not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah, got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Shouted talking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa. Shouted wet dog, she make it rain when she twerk. I came on the perk, I'm leaving on a sex week. Shouted got fat lips, I am a neck bang. I got green making thunder and lightning. Got the local weather man out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shouted I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the flow when she popping. Fully automatic, she popping and popping good. Woo. She ain't got a girl, she popping to throw up a hood.
Yeah.
Walked up on a light, shouted what's good.
Yeah.
Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That's that. It was a rap. Started whispering in my ears, I'm in low from the back.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
Throw it back, mama. I got nothing but sack, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it pour, act my dog. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, back, the boy, back. Little mama with the skirt, we a thong at. And I can care less, we a thong at. But I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist, pretty in the face. Look a little mama got.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit squash, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole it and slit that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch by the gray organ? You don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beating my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. Hell, I ain't scared to die. Not a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. Nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in the groove. With all them niggas round here. I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else.
Time it is, man. It's going down real big. It's your boy DJ Smells So Good up in the motherfucking building. I'm gonna be starting my motherfucking shows at 12:30 because it seems like I get more motherfuckers showing up on time. Goddamn it, at 12:30, the motherfucking 12 o'clock. So coming on this something bitch at 12 o'clock, twirling in my motherfucking thumbs, playing with my own dick and shit. That ain't fucking cool. So yeah, 12:30. Goddamn it, fucking right. Starting my shit, little black man time, late. Goddamn it, fucking right. Shout out all my motherfucking early birds up in this song, bitch. There's a 186-point deuce on your motherfucking BTR down. Said a motherfucking baby powder fresh slap you in your face, Jake, if you get him wrong, huh? And we got Miss Red staying in the shade, you know what I'm saying? Because she's so cool like that with her rapping and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. So, yeah, shout out all my people, man. And y'all live, man, we is talking about is pregnant motherfucking stripping right or wrong? Or are you a victim of are you a victim? You know what I'm saying? Was you in the belly, you know what I'm saying, getting spitting upside down and shit, you know what I'm saying? AKA was your mama a stripper, you know what I'm saying, with you? You know, before you was born, and what the effects, you know what I'm saying, did it have on you? That's what I want. I need me a stripper to call in. Goofy, I need you to get one of them strippers to call on up in. I know one of them motherfuckers was, done strip pregnant before, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Need one of the mothers to call in. We can get this thing live on and popping. I typed in pregnant stripping to see if that was like a fad or something. And that shit sent me to Planet Prego, which I thought motherfucking Prego was was a goddamn spaghetti sauce, but all right. And they got this goddamn bitch over here half naked. And she is, she don't even look pregnant. The bitch look like she about 3 months pregnant and shit. Bitch, I mean 6 months motherfucker pregnant. Bitch look like you got twins and you still trying to goddamn spin around the motherfucking pole. You know, that is not right. So that's what we talk about today, man. I DJ in a strip club, you know what I'm saying, have shit all my life. And that was the first fucking weirdest thing that I ever seen, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had been DJing, you know what I'm saying, spinning, whatever. Seen all kind of bullet shot holes, scar face holes, you know what I'm saying, all these type of holes. Until I seen this bitch come in, and I thought she was fat. I'm like, damn, man, y'all got some fat holes in this motherfucking stripper, too. That what time it is? No, man, she ain't fat, dog. She pregnant. No. So, you mean she pregnant, dog? What? Man, I was like, yo. Wow.
Congratulations.
Because if y'all letting them motherfuckers come up in here, and one of them bitches spinning upside down, drop to the floor, and that bitch have a motherfucking going to an early birth right there on the goddamn pole and shit. What kind of shit is that? That's some nasty shit. Matter of fact, I need somebody calling who was born in the strip club, goddamn it. Shouts out to all you motherfucking babies that was born in the motherfucking strip club, man. That's fucked up. They could come down. Bitch that slid down the pole and Ah, now your ass done accidentally slipped out like a turd and shit. Like, oh, I was trying to hold it. Oh, man, shout out to the shitty pregnancy, you know what I'm saying?
Wow!
Oh, man.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
That's real, man. That's all you can really say on that one, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, to all my pregnant people out there, you know what I'm saying? And this is, I think this is how it happened, you know what I'm saying?
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Yeah, that's how you get into that motherfucking trouble. Motherfuckers be trying to go throwback and shit. Y'all but stay out of that Thunderbird, that damn Thunderbird, boy, make you hear these type of warnings and shit. You know what I'm saying? You just be thinking it to yourself.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, it's real. I'm coming all with that motherfucking thinking on my shit. You know what I'm saying? And today's is pregnant stripping. Right or Wrong Month is sponsored by, well, I should say unofficially sponsored by, yes, Crazy Cock, the strip club, for all your stripping needs. Huh?
He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect. Want to be a gentleman?
Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the Crazy Cock. Oh, tonight... And every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cock, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock strip clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the east coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
Hey, we need matter of fact, we need a phone number for the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Goof, man, put the phone number up. We're going to call the goddamn Crazy Cock, man. See if we get some Crazy Cock specials. You know what I'm saying? Can we get, like, three for 10 on the lap dances? You know what I'm saying? Can I get 3 for $10 on lap dance? actually, shit. Do I get a double bonus with the stripper chick? I need my bitches at least 7 months pregnant. Get my money's worth. Get my double lap dance. Oh, man. Hopefully it's a little girl inside because it's going to be kind of awkward. Oh, man. I'm sorry, y'all. Let's make this commercial. We gotta make a quick prank call, y'all. Wow, I'm sorry, I killed myself. Oh, there we go.
Hey,
we call Crazy Cock and
Amanda Huggenkiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Wow, a little anger there, you know what I'm saying? Just a little anger. And just to let you know, man, I'm finna play this because we finna, nah, fuck that. Let me try to get the guy down. Let me play one more call. I'm going to try to get Crazy Cock on the line so he can get us a discount. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, hold on 1 second, y'all. Calling the Crazy Cock right after these messages.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. Oh, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
What kind of shit is that? Talking about it ain't available on this line. Oh, 718. Man, goddamn, nigga, how many motherfucking times? I can't keep typing that cock all these motherfucking times. Shit feeling kind of fruity. What kind of shit is that? Better get a new name. Spell the numbers out, goddamn it. Shit. What the hell going on? cock is popping up too many times in my chat room. Too many cocks. I killed myself. All right, we're going in once again, y'all. Okay, we're trying to call up the motherfucking Crazy Cock. Hold on 1 quick second, and we are giving a call.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect.
Oh, goddamn,
Google.
Please check
number or code and try again.
El número.
Can't call no motherfucking Crazy Cock. Give me them goddamn Booty Dean-ass numbers, man. I look up the Crazy Cock my motherfucking self. Coming back after this, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We're going to look up this motherfucking Crazy Cock, you know what I'm saying? Find out who the fuck this is. Then we get us some, See, we can get us a damn free lap dance for $4 or something like that. Can we get a $4 lap dance at least, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all ain't done, man. Check out Miss Janu, www.myspace.com. You know what I'm saying? / Janu the Princess.
Cutie, but you gotta spend money for this shiny booty. You started kissing.
All right. Motherfucker. He ain't want to answer. God damn it. Oh, okay. What the hell happened? All right. Motherfucker. All right. All right. All right, I'm trying to call damn Mons Venus, man. They ain't want to pick the motherfucking phone up. Trying to call a strip club so we can see if they got pregnant strippers at their shit. Yeah. Let me see. So we're going to, I don't give a damn where we go. Give me a list of strip clubs. There we go. List of strip clubs provided to you by somebodyshirts.com, and we're on stripclublist.com if you like to go and find some strip clubs. Yeah, basically. Let's see. Urban Video Archive. That's real appropriate. Just scroll down and see a big dick in somebody's bitch mouth. All right. Wow. Shout out to Strip Club. Strip Club jobs for all y'all ladies out there. Let me go ahead and give y'all some strip club news real quick. Yeah. That's a relaxing feeling, brother. Keep relaxing, man. Keep doing your thing. I'll be right there, too. Yeah, they got rap competitions at strip club Turns Violet. Yeah, in Lake Worth, Florida. Well, a fight broke out this early morning inside Club Mirage. The strip club is located. What the fuck else? Okay, it happened during a rap competition. Yeah. Strip club proposal back in the, yeah. Strip club manager enters plea, yeah. Strip club gives seniors a shot in the arm. Oh, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Central Florida Gentlemen's Club off, oh, that sucks. Free flu shots amid the shiny stripper poles, strobe lit stages, and scantily clad performers at Rachel's Gentlemen's Club. Hell no. And Mariners drop fight against strip club. Man fatally shot outside strip club. Counselors should dance around strip clubs. Strip club, a controversial twist. All right, fuck. God damn, I don't even know all that strip club news. Bitch, work in the strip club. Shit. I need some strip club phone numbers, people. I know you motherfuckers know. I'm be perfect right now. Oh. Well, what happened? What happened? All right, well, look, let me play one more of these. I'm gonna finish. Get me a motherfucker, somebody on the goddamn line. You know what I'm saying? The goddamn talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers don't know me, but they know my motherfucking style. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Coming back. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Y'all hold tight, man. Red Chase in the building. That's out of Boston, Mass, man. Out of Southern, the whole California area, you know what I'm saying? North Cali, San Jose, Texas, North and South Florida, all my people on both sides, man. Shout out to everybody, let's go. I thought that was one of them Goofy Bone songs, like 9 minutes long and shit. Shout out to the motherfucking Straight Load Records, man. Y'all already know how we do it, man. We gets it in and play that motherfucking wheel coming up next.
Dance with me, let's all get down. Take this blunt and pass it around. As I get done rubbing this baby girl, she don't even know I'm gonna rock her world. And that's how Goofy Bone likes to do it. Get her all nasty, mixing up fluid. Let me show you how I put in work with my tongue all up in her mini skirt. See her eyes roll back, her legs are all shaking. Poor girl don't know she's in for a break. Let's take a ride up in my car. I'll take you to my house and make you a porn star. Once she's in the room, I gotta get her going. I'm hitting so hard and the shit keeps flowing. Like waterfalls from this poetic D. It's only six or size as you can see.
Now we can do it all damn night. Yeah. Let me get between your thighs. Oh, no. Any position that you like.
Right.
Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
I don't like to exercise. Baby, it ain't hard to tell. This game that I spit to your ear. I can have you in a spell. The way that you move your body got me hypnotized. I love the way that you're looking at me in the room with your fuck me eyes. Then I reply, come on baby, let's exercise. Let me rub your back, hold your waist in between your thighs. Let me eat your pussy, let me taste your juice. In the middle of the night, I'ma have you screaming, Bruce.
Now we can do it all damn night.
Yeah.
Let me get between your thighs.
Oh, no.
Any position that you like.
Yeah, right.
Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise.
Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room.
Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, I hit it right. Front,
back,
side to side. I work it out, yeah, I work it right. Early in the morning, yeah, late at night. Booty just shaking like Vegas, right. Better than it over, touch your toes so nice. T-string dropping, yeah, the booty spray popping. M-Jack, her all the way to the top. Jumping to my cock, the Boston. Rubbing on me, hell yeah, I'm all in between. Fuck that mole, baby girl, just scream. Come a little close, I'ma come on your feet. Make it through the squirt while you fucking in that squirt. Drop the switch, now show me what it's worth. You want a real fast, then you want a real rough. 6 feet, death, me fucking like a truck.
Now we can do it all damn night. But they get between your thighs. Any position that you like.
Right.
Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise.
Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room.
Come on, baby, let's exercise. Now we can do it all damn night.
Yeah.
Let me get between your thighs.
No.
Any position that you like.
Yeah,
right. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise.
Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room.
Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Yeah, y'all hear it here first. Wrecking Game Entertainment is in the building. WDGR, home of the indie superstars. Y'all already know it's Wrecking Game Radio. And now that right there was my homies, you know what I'm saying? Straight Load Records on, featuring my nigga Six Figures, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, teaming up to do that hot shit right there. Sexercise. Shouts out my nigga Bruce. Bruce! Y'all already know what's going down, man. And, yeah, before we get into, I was going to jump right into the nutty news of the day. Because we are at the top of the hour where I get off into that crazy-ish. But I got somebody that might be motherfucking answering the phone. So we finna call 2001 Odyssey, y'all. Y'all hold on one quick second, and we is calling. Right? Coming right back. Hold on. All right, so there we go. You know what I'm saying? That's your answer coming straight out of Miss Amanda's mouth. Shouts out to 2001, you know what I'm saying, Odyssey. Down here, I'm going to have to go and check them out, you know what I'm saying? They say they're a full new bar. You know, I have to go. I don't do that take titty shit. See, Mars Venus, you go on that motherfucking, you know, it's like, what the fuck is you doing with electrician's tape across your nipples and shit? I mean, a big, like, big-ass piece, like, you ain't even trying to be discreet with it either. Like you're playing a hole in the wall or some shit. You know what I'm saying? What a big-ass damn piece of tape across the titties and shit. That's crazy, man. But, you know, oh, well, can it be embedded? I just need the links, though. Just send me the links. I can download all the shit myself. Just send me the links, though. Shouts out to Red Shades. Yeah. And all y'all artists out there, man, anybody that's doing videos, if you got videos of yourself, holla at your boy because I got the new video show that's about to be popping off, you know what I'm saying, coming up in November, actually, after we come back from the after I come back from Las Vegas, I should be up and running with all my videos uploaded and all that good shit. Because it's a strictly video show. It's no music. It's strictly video. So video chat and talk, something like Blog Talk Radio, but strictly for video. So that's how we're going to take this thing to the next level and start doing the video production. You know what I'm saying? And so you already know what time it is, man. Let me go ahead and get my motherfucking theme music. Get my motherfucking theme music going on. Hold on, let me get my funky shit on. I ain't get to put my funky shit on. Here we go, y'all. This music is to open up my new shit. You know what I'm saying? Nothing new is today. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all good, baby, yeah. Nutty News Today is provided to you by Nutty News. NuttyNewsToday.com, man. Yeah. Record the game radio style right here. We got the groove before we read the news. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Everybody just sway side to side on this. Put your blunts in the air and just... Oh, side to side, everybody. Hey. It's business time, y'all. Hey. Oh. It's business time. You can't help but sing. That's like old fucking beer commercial or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Heineken a commercial or something. It's business. All right, y'all. We is located in Tampa Bay, Florida, 81 Trey, Trey Folk. But I read news all the way around the world. So I might be in your state, your country. I might be in your neighborhood. Hell, I might be talking about your next door neighbor. It goes down right here live exclusively. Nothing news today. This is all the news that you will not hear on your motherfucking regular station or your regular TV dial. But you always hear right here with a smile on Wrecking the Game Radio. WDGR, Trilateral Commission is in the building. Y'all already know it's Goofy Bone. Sadie Baby Powder Fresh J and my motherfucking sis elf. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down as the motherfucking King Ding-a-ling swings. Hey, shouts out to all our motherfucking hosts. I be the wise one, Miss Tasha Triple X, and Miss Mouse. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down real big. Shouts out to all y'all. So we in Albany, New York, y'all, to drop this thing off. Well, states start to tax the rich, and the rich move out. Yeah, this year, New York's deep-pocketed rich were required to dig even deeper to help shore up state finances. Early data from New York show the higher tax rates for the wealthy have yielded lower than expected state wealth. Governor David Patterson, who had always warned targeting the rich could backfire, fears that's just what happened. Well, I don't give a fuck, bitch. Move y'all punk ass out. Come on to the hood, bitch. Share the motherfucking wealth in the hood then. Ho-ass motherfucking rich people. I can't stand fucking rich people, boy. I like bitches with money. But bitches that think they fucking rich and want to give you their ass to kiss can suck a stripper's pregnant ass and then roll down the pole on it. All right. Anyway, we're taking this thing old country ass Georgia. We over here in Marietta. Shouts out to Marietta country ass Florida, Georgia. And where sex offenders are told to go camping. Yeah. This is how backwards fucking Georgia is anyway, stupid motherfuckers. Still think niggas in slavery and shit in some of the motherfucker parts. So you bitches better watch out how you just be driving around thinking just gonna be in 2009 and we got a black fucking president and everything is motherfucker down there black owned and fucking operated and ran now. That you can just travel freely. No. But this is where a small group of homeless sex offenders have set up camp in densely wooded areas behind a suburban Atlanta office park, directed by their probation officers, who say it's a place of last resort for those who with nowhere else to go. The nine sex offenders live in tents surrounding a makeshift fire pit in the trees behind a towering no trespassing sign. Okay, you're behind a no trespassing sign. Yeah. On probation, yeah. Waiting out their probation sentences as they face numerous living restrictions under one of the nation's toughest sex offender policies. Bitch, keep your fucking dick, keep your fucking pussy off of fucking kids. I don't give a damn if you were teaching a motherfucking high school and you just got a horny goddamn feeling. Bitch, your ass gonna pay for it. You're the fucking sex offender. Yeah, I did talking about, oh, she was only 17 singing that Rick James bullshit. What your ass gonna only be doing about 17 motherfucking years up the road. Keep your fucking dick out of young kids. Keep your motherfucking pussy off of the young little boys. You fucking growing ass sick motherfuckers, man. What the hell wrong with y'all? And this is where you gonna find your ass up behind a fucking no trespassing sign in a goddamn woods living in a motherfucking tent behind a makeshift pit fire. God damn it, shit. Too many fucking tricks and holes. Get you fired off and get your dick sucked on your goddamn block. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of niggas on the fucking avenue. You throw a bag of candy at ladies and he'll stick in your pussy. So for you to have to go and try to fuck up somebody's childhood or vice versa, and you fucking up somebody's childhood doing that shit, you motherfucking wrong. Anyways, we're going to California, y'all. We in motherfucking San Francisco. Sissy-ass motherfucking San Francisco. Man climbs into a bear exhibit at the zoo. Trying to get fucked up there, ass. Yes, dummy. Yeah, a man managed to climb into a grizzly bear exhibit at the San Francisco Zoo, but he was rescued without apparent injury. Yep, the stupid motherfucking man identified by authorities as 21-year-old Kenneth Heron, must have been on Heron, because that's what the fuck is, how your name is spelled, stupid, had scaled a short wall and was crouching behind some bushes inside the grizzly bear enclosure. One bear started to go after him full stride, and he just sat there. The bear did get close enough to sniff him and put his paw on him. God damn, that bitch probably crouched down and was shitting on himself. Bear, stupid motherfucker. Ah, oh, man, that is too fucking crazy, man. Wow. All right. Yeah. All right. Whew, man, does it get any fucking nuttier, boy? Yes, it does, because we go to Prague where a spider crawls on the Pope during a speech. You motherfucking right. Nobody else can't get in that goddamn bubble, but a spider can get up in there. So yeah, all right. All right. Am I trying to kill the Pope? God damn it. Y'all better watch out. Because a spider appeared on the Pope's white robes as he addressed politicians and diplomats in Prague. The Pope didn't seem to notice at first, but journalists following his speech on a large screen flinched as the spider inched toward Benedict's neck. It disappeared from view for a moment, but then could be seen crawling up the right side of the 82-year-old pontiff's face. When it reached his ear, Benedict gave it a swat. Damn, boy, your face is old and pasty than a motherfucker. Because you got a big, I mean, they showing this big-ass spider crawling up your, big enough to where the motherfucking reporters were seeing this shit. Yeah, all right, right. All right, let's bring our slow ass to the slow ass Florida, y'all. Yeah. Some parts of Florida, yes, are surrounded by trailer park trash idiots. We're going to Sanford. Not Sanford or Son, just Sanford.
Yeah.
Where a sick man dies after friends dump him on the fucking roadside. Thanks, pals. Fucking assholes. Well, authorities say friends of an ill man dumped the 54-year-old man from a car and planned to meet him at a hospital. But the man died on the side of a Seminole County road. Oh, you stupid mother. Dispatcher told the caller to start CPR until emergency personnel arrived, but the fire spokesman, Lieutenant Dave Williams, said the car drove away when crews got to the scene. DePinto was dead. His body left on the side of the road. Wow. Yeah. And like I say, y'all, I don't give you the whole news because that's the whole article. But if you'd like to check out the article for yourself, please go to nuttynewstoday.com and you can check out all the news. Don't believe what the fuck I tell you. Just believe what the fuck you read. Because if you reading it, then I ain't telling you no lies, shit. Because you see it for yourself. And shouts out to my newcomers off of here, DJ K Boot. And one time for my guest that's off in the chat room. Look, this is what we do right here. You know what I'm saying? And normally you just get the motherfucking Swift Boot of Wrath. You know what I'm saying? That's my new shoe I just bought. It's called the Swift Boot of Wrath. And that's what I give for all the motherfucking guests to come up in here. But right now, you are actually going to get a warning. Because this here is uncut, uncensored, Reckoning Game motherfucking radio. And we don't play no motherfucking outsiders. It's family and friends only. So if you don't want to take 2 minutes and go sign the fuck up, then you can get the fuck out. So peace the fuck out. Thank you. All right. And we got more nutty news for you. All right. Speaking of nuts. You know what I'm saying? Acorns are a growing threat. Yes. At least in Brookline, Massachusetts. Massachusetts residents say they are under siege from this year's large crop of acorns as the hard nuts have been falling from the trees like rain. Greg Roberson and Neil, whatever the fuck. You can't sign in. Oh, my bad. That was goddamn, well, shit, you should have spoke up, shit. Hell. You know I don't play that shit. Miss Black motherfucking was a goddamn guest talking about some, she can't sign in and shit. Oh, I ain't got no motherfucking, that ain't my fault. Shit. And that ain't my motherfucking fault. Fuck that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm cussing imaginary and shit. I'm cussing to a, cussing at my damn Yahoo, fucking messenger and shit. You know what I'm saying? She can let me see how the hell she can hear the damn show. Because other than that, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Well, she have to try to come back then. Man, now I got to take off the goddamn ban list. Ain't this a bitch? Y'all, hold on. Y'all got to take off the fucking ban list. Damn. Shouts out to Mike Henderson up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Too late? Well, fuck it then. Shit. I was going to goddamn unban your ass. You know what I'm saying? You'll be all right. Fuck it. You'll be all right. Shouts out to Miss Black trying to sign in this out as a guest. But, you know, fuck it. Thanks for the love. And, anyways, these stupid motherfuckers still saying that they routinely encounter the nuts as they fall. I don't give a fuck, man. That shit is dumb. Fuck you, stupid motherfuckers. Hire more squirrels, bitches. Hire some motherfucking squirrels. Yeah, they eat your goddamn nuts, stupid motherfuckers. Anyways, all right, y'all, we in D.C. Well, Obama wants longer school days and cut summer vacation. God damn, Obama. You starting a trip, ain't you? Bitch, bring the fucking troops home before you worry about our motherfucking kids, man. Boy, I wish I could motherfucking... Anybody got Obama's number? I would call that son of a bitch up. What a damn... I need to call me a council member up. Goofy, post the number again, man. Let me call me a motherfucking council member up. Fuck it, it's time to call somebody. But anyways, students, beware. The summer vacation you just enjoyed could be sharply curtailed if President Barack Obama gets his way. Yeah, Obama says American kids spend too little time. Well, my bad, Obama. You motherfucking right. I'm sorry, dog. I need to call and congratulate you because you goddamn right, you little sons of bitches spend too much fucking time out of school. Every goddamn month of every fucking every other week down here in Florida, these goddamn kids get out of school. They got a half day. No fucking reason. And half these motherfuckers can half read. Half do their motherfucking homework. Half show up to goddamn school. So why, where does it see that kids need any kind of shorter education right now? Boy, look at here. Shots out to you, Obama. He says, Obama says that American kids spend too little time in school, putting them at a disadvantage with other students around the globe because Germany goes to school year-round, people, and they graduate. At then in 12th grade, you know what I'm saying, they was 10th grade, they was already in the 12th grade. 12th grade, they already in college because they stay in one motherfucking school 12 fucking years, and they get that shit on out the way, then they get their ass out and go on and live their life. Unlike backwards, slow motherfucking trying to keep you down from your education as education system of our United States. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody trying to motherfucking homeschool because, bitch, what? Why? It's a goddamn teachers-parent conference day where the parents ain't even conferencing with the goddamn teachers. You know what I'm saying? And y'all have them bitches every other motherfucking week. You got PTA where ain't even nobody at the fucking PTA because you bitches don't go out and solicit the parents like you used to participate in PTA. Man, motherfuck school, man. Now, y'all bitches need to take your kids out of school, homeschool the motherfuckers, or go hire some private fucking teachers to teach your goddamn kid the education that you want them to teach and not the education that their peers are teaching them. That's why your kid come home cursing and all that other bullshit, because they're not learning shit in school, but dumbass Tyrone and Jenny over here talking about bullshit. But they ain't here cussing and everything else in the class. And because the old dumbass, sorry-ass motherfucking teacher telling my son, well, I can't raise your motherfucking kids. You should raise them at the motherfucking house. I'm just here to teach. And she's scared to fucking say something to him. Now it influences the whole fucking class. Two fucking little bad apples. Anyways, this is not the show for that. But anyways, now I know longer school days and school years are not wildly popular ideals, said the president earlier this year. School until dinner time, summer school, and what about the idea that kids today are overscheduled and need more time to play? The fuck you mean they need more time to play? Play is when your ass is in kindergarten. You got time to fucking play. When you're in first grade, pre-K, all that bullshit, after you stop learning how to scribble scrabble and they teaching your motherfucking ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, bitch, playtime is fucking over. There's no playtime. Yeah, them teachers are there not to play. They there to motherfucking teach your ass. But we got lazy-ass parents who, with that same type of motherfucking mentality, oh, my kids are overscheduled. Bitch, they don't go to motherfucking work. That's their fucking job is to go to work at school. 9 to motherfucking 5, however long they supposed to be up in that song, bitch. And half of them don't even do that because they go and get suspended and all the other dumb shit come home because they know the parent ain't going to be home. Or if the motherfucking dumbass parent home, she going to be like, oh, well, go on in there. Don't be around me. Fuck that shit. There ain't no motherfucking don't be around me. If your kid do something bad at motherfucking school, his punk ass come home or her punk ass come home, they punk ass need to be in the motherfucking yard working on the goddamn yard. Or they need to be at the grandma's house working on something. Or you need to be down at the motherfucking library with they ass playing on the goddamn computer while they sitting they punk ass there reading some motherfucking books. I don't give a shit. But you need to interject with your motherfucking kids more than what the fuck we is doing. I don't have no kids, but I interject with y'all punk ass kids because you motherfuckers ain't doing it. And I'm speaking to all you deadbeat ass motherfucking parents. So if this is hurting you to your ear, that means you a deadbeat ass parent. And you need to slap your motherfucking self and wake the fuck up and start raising your kids. Because Obama shouldn't have to step up in this bitch and say that the schools is longer. They need, oh, hell no. He shouldn't need that. That's been when our school systems was at F ratings. When we getting F ratings and D ratings on our report card. You know what I'm saying? That should tell you something right there. Bitch, your kids, there shouldn't even be no fucking summer school. Really? It should just be school. It ain't even called summer school. It's school until your ass can comprehend what the fuck we is teaching you. Then get the fuck up out of here and go home. Don't let me be no motherfucking principal. Yeah, y'all hate me. Don't let me be the goddamn principal. I tell you, your motherfucking kids will feel like, goddamn, will we ever go home? Yeah, when you bitches go home, you little son of a bitch is going to be smarter than a motherfucker. Anyways, let's take this shit to New York, y'all. Well, Foul Mouth Saturday. Well, everybody Foul Mouth. Foul Mouth Saturday Night Live. Yeah, newbie Jenny Slate marked her Saturday night debut by dropping the F-bomb. Shouts out to motherfucking Jenny. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Jenny Slate dropped the F-bomb. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to F-bomb radio. Y'all check me out. F-bomb radio on L. Uttering the four-letter word during a sketch she shared with veteran Kristen Wiig. Slate, a New York comedian, was performing in Biker Chicks Chat, playing a foul-mouthed motorcycle-driving woman clad in leather when she dropped the curse word, which slipped by censors and was heard by East Coast viewers on the show. Yeah, I bet you the ratings went up. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing sexier than a woman cursing and shit. You know, there's nothing more sexier than hearing shit coming out of a woman's mouth. shout out to Jenny, man. Fuck that shit. She a newbie. She can get away with it. She ain't gonna get fired on a first day off and shit. Oh, yeah, you know you. If that happens, boy. Oh, great.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Yeah, well, we in Zurich, Switzerland, y'all, where all these motherfucking rich-ass punk bitches keep thinking y'all can send y'all goddamn money over there. Shit, all right. The Swiss arrest Polanski. Yeah, and I know y'all heard about this. Director Roman Polanski was arrested by Swiss police as he flew in for the Zurich Film Festival and faced possible extradition, I don't know how the hell y'all spelling this shit. They're going to extradite his ass to the United States for having sex. Listen, y'all. For having sex in 1977 with a 13-year-old girl. Polanski fled the U.S. in 1978. A year after pleading guilty to unlawful sexual intercourse with the underage girl. He claims misconduct by the now deceased judge who had arranged a plea bargain and then reneged on it. So that bitch say, fuck that, I'm getting the hell up out of here. Nigga, you should have kept your fucking dick out the goddamn 13-year-old. Goes all the way back to earlier, but all right, anyways. Zoo goers. This is in, like I tell y'all, we all the way around the world now. This is in Berlin, Germany. We in Berlin. Shouts out to Berlin. And this is where officials at a German zoo say that a male brown bear attacked and killed a female bear in front of horrified onlookers. Damn. Yeah, zoo officials are still trying to determine why the male, Syrian brown bear named Baloo, attacked the female Clara. The bells were kept apart at first, but were later brought together. And y'all know what the fuck. Yeah, that could have been one of his ex bitches. You know what I'm saying? That could have been his ex. She done ran off with the kids and shit. Now y'all done separated them. You know what I'm saying? And now you pissed off. You done took the kids and shit. Done put me back in touch with this old punk ass bitch. I was just waiting for y'all motherfuckers to take me off this motherfucking chain. Cause I told if I ever see a punk ass again, it was going to be me and her. Some motherfucking furniture was going to be moving around this some bitch here. So, sorry you dumbass motherfucking Americans thinking that y'all know wildlife. We understand it. Man, please. Just like the dumbass motherfucker that jumped in and whipped the bell. She got his ass fucking whatever. Two more, y'all. We just out the dizzle for the motherfucking news today. Yes, we is in Houston, Texas. Shots out the net and motherfucking said it, baby. Powder Fresh Jake. We see how y'all getting down there. Oh, shit. Because the grandma bandit robs two banks hours apart. Damn. Said your grandma ain't down there holding up the quickie marks and shit, isn't it? All right. FBI agents are searching for a woman who robbed two Houston banks less than 4 miles apart and was brazen enough not to cover her face. She walking in this bitch like, what? Authorities have nicknamed her the Grandma Bandit, a woman who appears to be between 55 and 65 with shoulder-length gray hair and glasses. The woman first robbed a bank after claiming to have a gun. Her second heist occurred an hour later. Damn. Y'all is hard, boy. Damn, said that's how y'all get down. Granny's motherfucking toting pistols. Damn. Well, that's yeah. That is hard. Oh, that's his cousin, Granny. All right, I understand. You say, I'm a gangster, but don't push me. I ain't a gangster, but don't push me. Oh, hold on, man. Oh, my God. Damn, I ain't load up my Granny dinner. Damn, I was going to let y'all let my Granny talk for y'all, but I ain't got Granny loaded up. Fuck. All right, well, Granny be loaded up on the next show. I got Granny coming live to y'all. Matter of fact, I don't know. I have to. We'll hear Granny a little later on. And last but not least, to wrap up the Nutty News Today, provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com, the judge orders a Pomeranian to leave town or else. Dun, 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 dun. Yes. We're taking this shit all the way over to Colorado. Shouts out to Aspen. Yeah. A Pomeranian has been kicked out of a Colorado resort town, out of the fucking town, after getting in trouble for biting and other bad behavior. Yeah, Municipal Judge Brooke Peterson told the dog's owner, Melinda Goldrich, that if the dog is seen again in Aspen, it will be rounded up by animal control officers and motherfucking shot. Well, I don't know if they're going to shoot him, but put to death. Shit. Hey. Kick that, bite that, you little son of a, wow, kick him in his goddamn mouth. You just take his goddamn teeth out. How about that? Gum on these goddamn milk bones now, you little son of a bitch. Yeah. An Aspen Fitness Club employee says the Pomeranian named Gizmo bit her while it was tied to a fence. The dog served 10 days in an animal shelter. Damn, they got, I guess that's doggy jail and shit. The motherfucker went to doggy jail. Oh man, that is too crazy. Well, check this out, man. If y'all want to add to the Nutty News Today, or if you like to just get something live on air, man, you can write to Trilateral Radio. We have our own motherfucking address. Yes, you can. This is how you can get directly to myself, to Seti J, or to motherfucking the who? Straight Low Records on Goofy Bone, because he does the crazy questions of the day. You have what the fuck is it? Questions with no meaning. I have the hell said it, Jay, say that funny shit. And then, you got the Nutty News Today, you know what I'm saying? So we got three different segments. You can get your news heard. Please send your info to Trilateral Radio, and that is at 4402 North 34th Street, and that is in Tampa, Florida, 33610. And if you go looking for that, bitch, it is an empty address, so just send your shit there. Don't go looking for no building and shit. That's my virtual P.O. box. That I ain't got to pay for, goddammit. So, yeah, if y'all want to send some info, once again, it's Trilateral Radio. Make sure it's 4402 North 34th Street, Tampa, Florida, 33610. And then in the letter, you know what I'm saying, make your attention to whoever, you trying to make it attention to. And then I'll forward them, you know what I'm saying. That's in case y'all don't send y'all crazy questions today to Straight Low Records or to Seti J. So let's see what time it is, man. 202, you up in the Reckoning Game Radio. What's handing?
Hello.
First of all, are you pregnant and are you stripping?
Am I on the air?
Oh, shit, you on the air. Damn, girl. What's up?
I'm a little confused and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's Asia with Got Drove Radio. And,
shit, my bad. What's happening?
Hey, shit, what's up with you?
Oh, yeah, girl, I'm doing what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, staying blessed and unstressed, you know?
Okay, that's what's up. Well, let's talk about your subject today. Well, first of all, I'm not a stripper, no. But I have seen some pregnant strippers, and it is a sight to see.
And did you
as
see?
Long as,
did you? Okay, let me ask you. What was the months like? What did she look like? She was 6 months, like damn near about to drop.
Actually, I wasn't aware that she was pregnant. I thought she was just a big girl. And then you know
damn.
she was talking about when she was due and shit. So I was like, oh shit, she's pregnant. But the good thing about it was, like, she didn't really face the front a lot. She would be, like, on, you know, showing her ass most times. So it wasn't that distracting until she started, like, walking around and shit. But I don't think that you should be stripping when you're pregnant. But if you're broke or you need the money, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Go sell some motherfucking waters. Why you got to go and goddamn degrade yourself in front of a fucking bunch of men and dyking-ass goddamn women?
That is not
a positive report. We have what is called the Lee Davis Help Center for pregnant fucking women down here. I mean,
some women think that that's all that they can do, that's all that they can offer, and guys actually pay for this shit. So that's why they keep coming back. If guys weren't paying for it, then they wouldn't put themselves out.
Right, ain't just
like
guys
that.
Now. I mean, there's more dykes sitting up in that bitch trying to rub on their own self.
That's true. That is so true.
Shit. I mean,
some of them got fetishes and shit. Some of them like, you know, pregnant women and shit. So I don't know what the deal is, but I mean,
you just said that. Now I called early because I was trying to call some strip clubs here in Tampa. So I called 2001 Odyssey, and they actually answered. And
okay.
The chick picked up the phone, shouts out to Amanda, and you know what I'm saying. She gave me her honest opinion. But the first thing she said, because I asked, I say, well, let me ask you a question. Do you guys have pregnant women stripping at your club?
Right.
She said, she laughed. And she was like, do you got a fetish? I was like, no, man. I was like, no, but I know. People got sick as people want to get peed on. People like to get shitted on. People like to drink other people's urine.
Yeah, that's nasty.
So in the name of a fetish. So I mean, yeah, a pregnant stripper. But I'm saying I'm a DJ in the strip clubs.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So
okay.
if you could tell, you know what I'm saying, 1 or 2 months, you just got the little bulge and shit. That is one thing. But if your ass looked like when you spent to
the top
of that roof and you dropped down. And the baby head about to pop out your pussy.
Right.
Something ain't motherfucking right.
See the baby's head.
Something
ain't.
I'm trying to tip, and the baby taking the doll out my hand and shit. Something ain't motherfucking right. Something ain't right.
Nah. If you a couple weeks or maybe a month, okay. But yeah, when you
man. 8817. Is you calling in to get on this? Are you a stripper and are you pregnant stripping? Oh no! Now you damn sure is not a stripper. What's good? What's good?
I'm gonna tell you about.
This goddamn Teddy J. Y'all got excuse Teddy J. Sounding like Teletubby 2009 and shit. You know, it's going down. What's happening, pimp? I mean, what you got on this here, man? Shouts out to 202. Who that? What'd she say she was? Who that was that popped in?
I think it was the press for Got Drove Radio.
Oh yeah, okay, there you go. Got Drove, gotdrove.com, Got Drove Radio. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got Drove. As soon as I leave up out of here, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, what is it? This is what Real Talk with Mocha. Okay, shut your ass up, Miss Black. You know how the hell you listening? But anyway, shut your ass up.
But nah, as far as
Hold on, let me read what she said. And I'm like, what? Prego. Okay, if men go and pay to see a pregnant stripper, and the stripper needs to strip to take money, I say cater to the market. It's not my thing, but hey, ain't stripping degraded anyway. So does it matter that she's prego? Is all bad either way. What in the hell is a prego? Prego is goddamn spaghetti sauce, people. What the fuck? What the fuck is prego? I don't see it's a goddamn website that says prego on the shit, and it's got actual pregnant women butt naked on the motherfucking shit. Like, that's super sexy. I mean, what the fuck?
But,
I don't want to see no goddamn
you know
pregnant women
is,
butt naked. I'll fuck a pregnant woman now. Don't get me wrong, because hey, you already know, bitch. Hey, somebody got the third base before me, goddammit. The home run has already been hit. Ah, man. I'll poke somebody, a little daughter or son, in the head a couple of times. Oh, man. I think that's why niggas be coming out gay and shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? You know, a grown ass, we be trying to hit the women while they pregnant. You know, you're hitting two holes now. You got to watch out. Ah, man, you know, hit the baby in the ass and shit. Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
oh,
but
man.
You know why? I mean, okay, there was this one show I was checking out. There was a stripper came on there, and they were talking about, it was like this one time someone came, this is an old woman, she was in a strip club, and she had fire coming in her ass and shit, and she was doing all this crazy shit, and they were throwing out more money than they were for strippers that were actually looking good and stuff. And so,
you say,
I mean,
a granny with fire hanging out her ass.
Yes.
If I wouldn't, I mean, what the audience was, 55 and up?
No, these are fucking young folks watching this shit.
I would have slapped them motherfucking niggas in their goddamn head. Man, y'all stop looking at grandma. The hell? Oh,
no.
But you
know what it is, though. It goes as far as the prayer thing. A lot of people, they want to see, they don't, like she was saying, that a lot of people, they don't go to, some people don't go to the strip club because they want to go see somebody that look good. They want to go for a couple of good laughs.
Okay, for the weirdness, to see the little, the midget stripping and shit. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you get a laugh or something.
Oh, man, 202. Got Drew.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
you back
bad.
Up here.
I'm trying to get ready for a show myself, but yeah.
No, let me ask
shit.
You.
In the strip club,
I've seen a fucking lady with
no arms in the strip club.
Oh,
no.
No. They ain't put her on the table and just spin around.
Yes, no arms. I don't know how she was doing it. She was on the pole and everything.
How you got a lift ramp on the pole and shit?
I don't know, man. Some of these girls, I don't know. But, yeah, like you said, they'll come in and pay for the weird shit.
Oh,
yes,
man.
And you said you will fuck a pregnant woman, have you?
Poke the ass, poke the little baby right in his head. That's where them soft spots come from, goddammit.
Is it a difference, though? Is it, like, better? Because I heard some
man,
people...
Man, that pussy is good.
Better.
That pussy is good. Shit, if you ain't never had no pregnant pussy, if Doc even tell you to keep fucking, you know what I'm saying, while you're pregnant. He say it helps, you know what I'm saying, with the contractions and shit.
Right, okay.
I'm
okay.
Helping her out. Shit, hey, I'm just doing my little public service. You know what I'm saying? I'm goddaddy. I'll be goddaddy. This is what I want to know from a woman. Have y'all? Oh, hold on, 510. You in the building? You calling in? Or you just chilling? All right, you just chilling. Well, first of all, do you even go to a strip club?
Yeah, I go to the strip club.
Have you ever seen a midget man stripping?
No, I've never seen a midget man stripping, no.
Dang,
that'll
be something hilarious. I ain't never seen it.
Female, but not a midget.
Yeah,
no,
females. Yeah, female. I haven't seen that shit. They go higher than a motherfucker. I mean, little midget, she climbed up to the top of the pole. I thought she disappeared and shit. I'm like, damn, where she went?
Like she a monkey or something?
Yeah, she's hanging upside down like a bat on the roof and shit. I'm like, damn, what a little motherfucker. Where she went? She can't slide down that bitch like she worked for the fire department and shit. Like, woo! Bam! Hit the ground and shit. You know what I'm saying? In the split.
Looking like the female Chucky up there.
Oh, man, looking like a gremlin.
Like
that shit, though.
Like fucking spotted it or something.
That shit feels hilarious. That's hilarious to see one big old ass just shaking and shit, you know what I'm saying, on some little ass legs. And then she got thick ass arm, because, you know, it got to be built and shit to climb up the pole, so they do their little, you know, workout.
Right.
But, man, that is some funny shit when you see a midget.
She was making money, though, was she?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you know, they
But, I mean, now she, now they do now. Don't get me wrong, because some that's why I hate. That's why you got big girls in the strip club. That's why you got white girls. That's why you got black girls, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. In a real strip club, you have at least 50 different women, which you're supposed to have because
now,
everybody.
Have you been to a strip club in D.C.?
No, I ain't never been to D.C.
You got to come to D.C. They say it's a lot like Atlanta. You know, the ass is in D.C. a lot like Atlanta. You know Angel Lola Love, right?
Who?
She's out of D.C. Angel Lola Love? Angel?
Angel Lola Love?
Yes. Look her up. You'll see her. Look her up. Google her.
Angel Lola Love. What's she, a stripper?
Yes. She's out of D.C. I think
she's
I'm not sure. I think she started out, but now she's a model. She models for XXL and all the magazines. But
all,
she's out of D.C.
You
got to come to a D.C. strip club.
I can't fuck with that go-go music, though. I'm sorry. That shit there. I like some of it. That shit that sound all played on his show last night.
Okay.
I can vibe to that. But some of them niggas, they on crack when they start making that music and shit. And
the go-go music is a lot different nowadays. The go-go music back in the day with Chuck Brown and shit, that shit was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, today's go-go is not as hot as...
See, that's my shit. That's my shit. That was...
Right.
You feel me? I was funking this shit back then, but this shit they saying now, I think they just... They trying to make their own style of go-go up, and they are taking away from the, you know, the whole meaning of go-go style and everything. That's like...
Yeah, because now they're trying to combine all other kinds of music with it.
Yeah, and that's like rapping and calling... country rap. Bitch, it ain't no such thing, no fucking country rap. Bitch, we are all country. I'm from the damn South.
Right.
That don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? You can't change rap. You can't add to it. You can't even say hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Just like they try to, you know, make up this fictitious shit called hip-hop. Rap is rap. We've been doing that, goddamn it, since we was in the goddamn picking cotton fields, rapping and shit. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We tell in our life through words with rhythm. That's all it is. That's a rap. That's what rapping is. You're telling your life through, you know, through words and with rhythm to it. That's it. Hip hop and all that other old bullshit, man. Whatever. That's a fad and shit. That's a way of dressing and shit. You looking all hip hopish? You feel me? That's that white folk bullshit that they done came and created. Fuck that. The rhythm shit is what we do.
The word gospel. You think about it. Gospel music is a
Yeah, it comes from the scriptures, though. The gospels are in the book. You feel me? That's where you get the gospel.
I'm saying, think about it like this. Okay, why is it when you hear like white Christian songs, you know, it's always considered Christian, but when you say black, and you hear black Christian songs,
damn.
Gospel.
I'm sorry. Who picture you just sent me?
That's Angel Lola Love, man.
Damn.
I told you, the girl is sick. She's from D.C. She's from D.C. And her butt, do y'all see her butt?
Shit.
Well, she ain't got nothing on my artist, though, but she all right.
She
ain't got nothing on Miss Janu, though. Hey, she looking.
Let me go look at Janu one more time.
Look at John. Put John up against her. I dropped John Link off in there now, and let's do a bootylicious comparison now. Hold on. I mean, she has a nice rack in Daria, yes, but shit. These South Beach job would stretch that South Beach to where that bitch look like South Beaches with a F. But she hot, though. Yeah, but she do look like she used to be a stripper, though. I ain't going to even front now. You know, she got the, I mean, just because when women, I guess, get body on them, I guess, you know, it seems like that's the first thing they run to go do is show it off in a fucking strip club. Why?
Why do women think that, you know, they can make money?
I mean, it's quick money. Don't get me wrong. It is quick money if you know what you're doing and how to do it. You feel me? Everybody can't be no stripper, though. If you ain't got no hips, no ass, and no titties, you need to have, I mean, you need to be going in that bitch doing straight fucking finger shots and shit like you sucking
well,
dick.
Well, not in the white clothes, in the white clothes.
Well,
know,
hey, come on. Now, I can't speak for no fucking titty bottoms up. I don't be in that bullshit. Titties, tape titties and all that. Hell to the no. You come into my strip clubs, you gonna, when you walk in that motherfucker, you going to see a bitch butt-ass naked at the door. Where the majority of the clubs down here, they are just topless. You know what I'm saying? They ain't
full
nude. Do they
have to stand outside of your club?
No, hell no. You better not do that shit.
I know
shit.
In New Orleans they do that shit.
Oh, yeah, New Orleans, yeah. French Quarter, it's all kind of freaky, crazy shit going on down there. But no, they used to. I mean, they used to have the girls like, well, okay, in Ybor City, you go down here in Ybor City, that's like our one strip with a whole bunch of clubs on it. Mm-hmm. But there ain't no strip clubs. So what the clubs do is they got the chicks standing outside with just like lingerie on, scant lingerie, but the ass ain't hanging out, and it might be like a teddy or something, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't dancing. They just there to, you know, yeah, bring people in. So she takes some cute pics, though. I will give her that. And that's another thing. Bitches be getting into modeling, and y'all motherfuckers, I don't if it's either the photographer or you, but them pictures do not be looking like, you know, like you trying to model and shit. Like you at home taking them on your cell phone camera and shit. It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's a different. You have to put emotion and feeling when you modeling. You have to feel like you are that motherfucking picture. If you want a glamour dress, you need to feel like you in a motherfucking $1 million dress and you taking a $1 million motherfucking photo. Not a $1 motherfucking photo with, mean mugging on the bitch. Or look like, you know what I'm saying, you done had a fucking bad day and shit. Or like you just sat on a tack and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
and women be doing that. You know, they don't have experience in modeling. You know what I'm saying? And you have to, well, at least if you want to make money, you need to go take some classes or something. Or, you know, watch somebody go out to photo shoots and sit up there and watch these ladies do these photo shoots. Because it's not as easy as it seems.
Yeah, they say that, you know, you got to practice. You got to stand in the mirror and, you know, use your hands and look at your facial expressions and all that shit. So, yeah, it's a...
You got to be comfortable with you. Because if you got a lens and somebody's staring at you, that's exactly what the camera is doing, staring at you. You have to be comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? You have to be very, very comfortable with that. A lot of people, you know, can't take cameras even being pointed at a period, let alone, you know what I'm saying? Talking about standing and taking professional pictures and then getting kind of scantily with it, you know what I'm saying, with the bathing suits and stuff, because nothing on here is distasteful, you know what I'm saying, out of all these pictures, you know, it ain't no big, you know, ass type shots hanging out to where you'd be like, damn, that's fucked up, she shouldn't have took that picture.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look again, okay, I'm going to look at her again.
Yeah, you can, this first picture that you click on in the pink outfit, put that one with the first picture that's on Ja News, because I just switched the picture up. So, booty meat central is right there. Bow. As soon as you click on the page, it's there.
Are you talking the one with the white shorts or the one with the white shorts?
Ooh.
Well, this is my first time hearing y'all's show, and I like it. It's very entertaining, so I'm going to listen to it more.
Oh, that's what's up. Fade me, you know what I'm saying? You know, we come
I'm
up.
I'm going to promote y'all on our show. We got a show tonight at 10 p.m., so if you want to call in, you know.
10 p.m. What's your call in? Go ahead and give all your information. Call in them and everything. Put all that out there.
All right. The website is www.gotdro.com. And our radio show is Got Dro Radio, and it's going to be on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a hip-hop show, so if anybody out there, artist or producer or whatever, you can definitely send your music in to music@gotdro.com, and we'll play that shit. And like I said, I would love for y'all to call in and, you know, talk about your show and what you got coming up.
All right, yeah, I seen some artists music though. That's what Miss Ja knew it. That's my artist. She rap, you know what I'm saying? She do her thing, and I've been promoting her for over 7 years. So I got this Trilateral Radio. What you hear me say, Trilateral Radio? It's Trilateral Commission. That's myself, Goofy Bone, which is my homeboy in California, and then Seti J. And what we do is we just network show to show to show, and we send it. Like if an artist send me money, I send it to Seti. I mean, send me music. I send it to Seti. Seti send it to Goofy, and then from there, you know what I'm saying, it gets sent to just damn near everywhere. Everybody who we link up with, you know what I'm saying, we trying to get a network to where we can get this damn indie music out and actually get played, though, not just, in, you know what I'm saying, not on your your switchboard, and it's
right.
just there for to be extra music, but to actually
right.
get played.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, and I don't play nothing but indie artists. You will never hear me play no Jeezy on this shit. Never hear me
oh,
play
no
motherfucking T.I. You know what I'm saying? So
no.
Everything
no,
that you hear
play,
me
yeah,
is,
we play
is in.
We actually, we're actually going to have Angel on the show on the 5th, so y'all check out for that too. But yeah, we don't play any sign artists or anything like that, any mainstream artists. We don't even feel most of the hip-hop that's out right now on mainstream radio. So we're looking for underground hip-hop talent, yeah.
You come on rock to my show.
The sweeter the juice.
Yeah, well, yeah. She blacker than a motherfucker, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because mine comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern today.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've been noticing you doing some earlier shows now instead of them late night crack of dawn goddamn
oh, yeah.
shows.
I try to do, like, I've been doing it, like, I usually try to do one at least a week. I was doing it at 9, but I said, hell, let me do that at 7. Everybody
that 9 until, boy, you lucky to even get on the 8 because them slots be, like, taken up. If you don't book them early, slots be gone.
You can't smell it. I'm going to get the one, she, the green outfit. She got a little green dress she got on. Okay, I see what you're talking about now. Yeah. Y'all does have one.
Now, don't get me wrong now. Your girl, you know, the girl fat. She fat, but she ain't John New fat. Yeah, she ain't John New fat. Now, she got John New in the titty area, though. She got on the dough. She put John on the dough on the titty area. Because them titties looking close. Hey, those titties looking like, wow. Like, yes, you have a nice rack. Damn, is that a nipple? She got a nipple sticking out. Hey, woman, I see that nipple sticking out. Oh, looking on the lollipop. God damn, but she takes some nice ass poses. I will say that.
Lollipop.
Huh?
Look at the referee after them.
Man, that bitch got the goddamn Superman painted on her ass and shit. You know that's painted on, right? That's body latex. That's she painted on her?
I can tell.
Ah, damn. All right, that bitch is fine, though, boy. I got to give it up. Shouts out to Maine.
You know what? Hell, shout out to Maine who did the body latex. See, that shit go fucking hard as hell.
What's that?
The Superman outfit they put on there.
Oh, yeah. That's some new shit, though. Chicks be wearing that shit to the club. And it's called body on. It's spray on body art. But it's an outfit. That shit, you ain't be naked, but they ain't naked. And that shit is latex, so it don't come off, you know what I'm saying? Damn, she hurting that black outfit, boy. God damn, she did that one. Ugh. Damn. Yeah, a.k.a. Lola. Damn, shouts out to Lola. Lola, you got a good representation of you, girl. If I ain't never seen you before, shit.
Hey, we're just Lola from BTR.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, New Zealand. You know what I'm saying, little Lola and shit.
BTR.
Like, God damn, Lola, you doing like that? Shit, I'm coming to the goddamn bitch. I'm coming to New Zealand tomorrow. Yeah, damn it. I'm on the plane. Tonight, I'll be flying in.
Right now.
Tomorrow. Yeah, hold on. Let me call my woman real quick. Honey. Tell the kids I love them and I ain't coming home.
Oh, man.
Damn. Because she do that for a nigga now. I ain't going to listen. Damn. Ooh, all right. All right, enough of that. Shouts out to Madison Media, man, jumping up off on you. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming through, showing the love. And, you know, got 408. I guess I hope you got a damn a stripper on the phone, man, that's going to tell her she's pregnant. She's a pregnant stripper. 408.
No,
got my
I
nigga Goofy Bones.
I want to tell everybody that this show will continue on to my show. It's Pregnant Stripping Mondays on 186.2, the Worldwide Radio Show.
Got to make a real issue because I'm finna call another strip club.
Because I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you. I got an email from Bob, one of our listeners, and he wants to talk about pregnant strippers at the Crazy Cock.
You know what,
well,
man?
Well, fuck it, man. Let's get it in.
We go down the street. We go down the street today, man.
Okay, well, check this out. After this show, people, 186. Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show, is going to have stripping. What is it? Pregnant Stripping Monday?
Yeah, pregnant. Yeah, is pregnant stripping
old,
right or wrong Monday?
The continuation of the Wrecking the Game radio from DJ Smell So Good. So I just want to tell everybody, bring the party to my house because we going to party. So I got to go. Bye.
All right. And with that being said, man, we got to say the motherfucking Pledge of Allegiance before we get the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? The movie way.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all. And don't forget, y'all, that new motherfucking beer we got coming out, man. It's going down, that Microsoft good
today
shit, man.
Today is a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
That's real, man. Thank y'all for riding out Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Your boy DJ smells so good. Everybody that came through, my dog said it, Jake. You know what I'm saying? Representing Texas and the whole nine yards. Red Shades up in Boston. Madison Media that was hanging up in here. You know, Goofy Bone. GotDro.com for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Guy Drew. And just everybody that came through and had a good time, man. You know, I appreciate it. It's much love. It's much appreciated. You know, and I'll be here each and every time that the Lord allows me to be here. And with that being said, I'm going to finish this thing out with my girl, Miss MC Light. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all check out. It's going down to the Light Zone. And look up MC Light on Google. And you will find it, man. Until again, we out this yacht. Shouts out to DJ Party Time.
This is that roar right here. You ain't heard nothing as dope as this. Chill. Love. Love. Hell, don't see me. L-O-V-E. Hate, that's easy. Snakes come cheaply. I shake off the greedy and break off the needy. 20 years strong and some still don't believe me. The L-O-V-E, it helps me to be me. I love what I do and I do it freely. Love, that's how we gonna rise above. Hate in your heart will break you apart. Be love, pursue love, see love, do love, old love, new love, show love. Ooh, love, we taking it to love. That's sticky like glue love, Pepe Le Pew love.
Never too late, never too late.
For love.
Never too late, never too late.
For love.
Love, love, love.
Love will take you, shake you, break you. Make a major play you, break your pager. If he finds that the neighbor's doing you favors, and he believes that you throwing him a little flavor. Love will make you act out, act up, get smacked up, then black out. In fact, it's the only thing that hurts and heals. The twists and turns are so for real. Your stomach in knots and you wanna heal. Love is good, love is here. Love is present in the air. Love is what you need when the world don't care. It's that mama love, the love I wish my papa thought of. Instead of him, his daughter, get her love from up above.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.
Love, love,
love,
love, love,
love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love, love Deborah, rock on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Show love, give love, speak love, live love. Tell me, what is love? The essence of being. You gotta want love, taunt love, sport love, flaunt love. Love is the center of human beings. Love is enduring, alluring, and curing. Love is a liberator. Love is so freeing. This is more poetry. It's widely known of me. But let me get back to this raw MCing. Cats only talk about hate and war. Attracting that, that's an ancient law. It's raw MCing when I blaze the tour. Cause the love for my art, you can't pay me for.
Never too late, never too late.
My love.